What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today. Yo, what's up, everybody? It is your boy. Oh, you see me on the screen now. You see the man on the screen right here.
Yes, sir.
Let me turn you up. First time on my platform. We've been Facebook friends for a little while. I've been watching you on your YouTube channel. Give them your YouTube channel just in case they never saw it.
Morse World TV. The most popular Morse channel on the internet.
Yeah,
how
yeah.
You miss it?
This guy, we'll go from zero to, I won't even say 60, maybe like 1,000 in like 2 seconds. Where you from?
Brother, I'm from Baltimore by the way of Annapolis, Maryland. I was born in Annapolis, Maryland. Most of my life spent in Baltimore City, so we got a little bit of Baltimore aggressiveness with us. You know what I mean?
So, because I hear you with the twos and the dude. Once you say it, I say, yeah, that's Baltimore. You know what I'm saying? Once yeah. You say that. So, I see behind you, many pictures of the prophet Noble Drew Ali.
Exactly.
What does that man mean to you?
Oh, man, first let me rise and give praise to Allah and honor to his prophet Noble Drew Ali, and let me give honor to you, brother, and let me say on the record, man, if y'all ain't coming to Doggy Diamonds, y'all slipping, man. Y'all keep running to that Polish boy, that whatever that boy is. Uh-huh. Y'all keep running over there. Y'all need to come on over here and let our media get blown up like y'all blowing up, you know, the Russian people. But whatever that is. So what Prophet Noble Drew Ali means to me is what I just exemplified, race pride. I love my people. And I love them to win. And I'd rather see them win before somebody else win. Now, I'm not worried about somebody else win, but I want my people to win. And so, Prophet Noble Drew Ali represents the winning team, the home team. You know, Prophet Noble Drew Ali, born in the state of North Carolina, 1886, was the first one to enlighten our people to an alternative to the term black, Negro, colored, et cetera, et cetera. And so I thought that was profound when I first heard the teachings. So Prophet Noble Drew Ali represents to me so much, you know, a revolution, you know, a liberation. Unfortunately, it has been dogmatized and watered down so many people haven't heard about it. But now I'm here to lead the charge and hold the banner that, you know, this is the first true liberating organization. Not saying that people wasn't trying to be liberated before the Prophet Noble Drew Ali, but it's one of the first liberating organization dedicated to liberating our people. First and foremost, from the mental slavery that we have. And we're going to talk about that today. Hopefully we'll be able to talk about that today, because many people claim to be conscious, but they're unconscious at the same time. So he represents to me revolution, brother.
And if y'all don't know who this is Tahaka Bay. Give him your YouTube channel. Say it again. We got to keep that plug in.
My YouTube channel is Moorish World TV. On Facebook, Tahaka Bouquet Bay. And GS Tahaka Bay. I'm telling you, you follow me, you're going to be enlightened. You're going to be entertained. But most importantly, you're going to be elevated. But you're going to have to pay attention.
Prophet Noble Drew Ali, what instruction did he give you from his teachings that applies today, right now, in this climate?
Well,
right now, this minute.
Because most people dogmatize the teachings of the Prophet Noble Drew Ali and family. If you don't know me, you have to get used to me. I'm very passionate. People like, hey, that guy, but really listen to me, because I'm very passionate. So right now, in the climate of today, Prophet Noble Drew Ali says, he has a statement that says, when love, truth, peace, freedom is violated, justice then must take its course. Mm-hmm. When we look at the climate of society right now, you're going to tell me love ain't been violated? You're going to tell me peace ain't been violated? You're going to tell me freedom? You know what I mean? Love, truth, peace, freedom. You don't think they've been violated amongst us as a people? And justice must take its course. But how does that justice take its course? That's the trick. We don't have no leaders. We have no leaders to implement this justice. And justice don't always mean a violent response. In this climate, it's an educated response that's going to be the just due to those who continue to do the same thing, like put their knee on that brother neck. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be educated and an organized response. And so in this climate, brother, right now, today, justice needs to be at hand. And I ain't talking about justice, vigilante justice. I'm not talking about the European court system justice. I'm talking about we as a people coming together with a concentrated, organized solution to address these problems that continue to happen over and over and over.
Do you understand the outrage, though? Do you understand why people wild out? You went out for a minute. I don't know what happened. Your camera went out. There you go.
Yes.
Do you understand? Because, you know, we was cooped up in the crib for 2 months. Because I guess COVID is gone now, right? Like, out of nowhere, it's no more social distancing. So I'm really all the way confused. But we'll get into that. So now COVID is gone. And people have been cooped up. But now... I just did a video that's going to come up, and I feel like the movement has been hijacked.
Oh, you know, absolutely.
I see people out there with giving hand and bricks and like, what I need this brick for? Telling people to break stuff. And it's not us. They telling us to do that. What do you think about that?
This is the thing. For one thing, all of these conscious keyboard gangsters and prophets, they need to get out there and help organize the unconscious. Mm. That's number one. Because I was out there night before last here in Baltimore, and I got it on camera where Europeans are running in to buildings, and we like sheeple follow them in the building. What are you following them in the building for? You know what I'm saying? They got piles of rocks around. They got piles of trash. How do you have trash bags full of bottles around? Like, come on now. This don't even make sense. Spray cans around. Like, they got...
Yeah. You can't even buy spray paint unless you go... Because the spray paint is locked up at Home Depot. And it's actually in a cage. You can't even get it like that. So, this is something spooky going on out there.
Brother, it's spooky and goofy. Mm-hmm. Because yeah. It's spooky and goofy because our people fall for the okie doke. Like, we watch, brother. I got a video right down on my Facebook. I think it's up to like 10,000 views. And I think the intrigue is not because I'm so animated. Maybe that's it, but maybe it is or maybe it's not. But in fact, when you look at the video, you watch how our people are being corralled like sheep, like mm-hmm. goats. And we literally, with the camera, me and the Grand Sheik, brother D. Jackson Bay of Temple Number 22 here in Baltimore, me and him are following with the camera. And I'm schooling them, right? I'm like, brother, look, watch how this happened, how that happened. And so they running people in circles. Mm-hmm. Brother, it's just like a school of fish. Mm-hmm. And then we go into... I got the camera where I go into the background where they're sitting there and they're planning. They're like, Fox One, okay, we're going to block off this group of people right here, right over here. They march up, right? When they march up, soon as they stop, somebody direct the people right to them and they face off. This is all on video. Wow. I'm not picking this up. This is not conspiracy. This is all on video. And so a lot of this is prearranged. Mm-hmm. This is prearranged.
Organized chaos.
Our people are so asleep that we just follow it hook, line, and sinker. And the sad part, Brother Dougie Diamond, the sad part is that we got these super conscious people. And I'm going to drop some names, man. We got super conscious people like Brother Polite running around with Europeans up in a Ferrari, think he's slick, hick, and cool. But he got all of this knowledge. And we got people like, man, I love my brother Sinetta, man, but the influence that he had, come on, brother, you can do better, brother. You can do better. You can do better. And the thing is that if we are so conscious, why don't we get out there and direct the people instead of allowing this European misdirect the people? Ain't nobody out there trying to direct them in the right way, but everybody got something to say, though. Everybody got something to say. When you go on the internet, you will notice that most people are crying about people looting. We're Big Killer Mike. We're burning up our city.
But then he posted a song called, he posted a song on here, one of his songs talk about we'll burn this MF down. Well,
yeah. What type of hypocrite is this, man? These are the leaders that we have today.
Didn't his shirt say kill your masters?
Kill your masters. These are the leaders that we have today. They're hypocrites. The hypocrites. Killer Mike, hypocrite. You know what I mean? Brother Polite, hypocrite. And Brother Polite on YouTube talking about he gonna organize gang members with a European in the Bucks riding shotgun? Get out of my face, man. These guys are hypocrites, man. We need Dr. Khaled Muhammad to come back. That's what we need.
Yeah. So
I'm a different type of mom, brother. So you
nah, gotta do what you do. I don't you know what I'm saying? I'm this is no filter. I'm not here to censor anybody. Yo, how you feel is how you feel. You got a right to say what you want to say. So the Morris Science Temple of America, is there different splinter groups of this? Because I'm confused of what a Moor is this day. So when I first got introduced to Moor, when I first heard Moor, it was the Prophet Noble Drew Ali.
That's right.
And that's all I recognized was, you know, because this was the leader. Then you had different groups, different organization. I'm a Moor, but I don't wear fez. I'm a Moor, but I don't say Islam. I'm a Moor, but I'm not a temple Moor. So now I was confused. Like, so what are you then? So what is all of this that's going on? What is this confusion?
So, Dougie Diamonds, from this day and from this day forward, if people want to know where the Moor is, you know where to find your brother Tahaka Bey. You know where to find your brother Tahaka Bey, and I'm going to tell you exactly who is and who not and how it come to be so many different factions. Well, first of all, let's start back in 1929. Prophet Noble Drew Ali, it was Moors that was with the Prophet Noble Drew Ali that was attempting to start their own Moorish Science Temple of America right alongside of Prophet Noble Drew Ali to keep it a buck. Gotcha. You know what I'm saying? And when they were unable to do that, they plotted to, you may have seen, many people may have seen the videos on YouTube where they got the videos talking about Prophet Noble Drew Ali, a pedophile. They accused him of raping of a child to try to get him locked up. They actually even got him locked up for conspiracy to commit murder to get him out the way. I mean, there was so much corruption going on because Prophet Noble Drew Ali had organized 30,000 of us, and we were working together, and we were all becoming wealthy. So they thought that Prophet Noble Drew Ali was the wealthy one. So they wanted the position. They wanted to move him out of the way. You know how it go. Mm-hmm. They wanted to move him out of the way. So long story short, that type of thing still plagues us till this day in the name of the Morris Science Temple of America. So now, in today's era, back during the time of the Prophet, there was about four different factions after the passing of Prophet Noble Drew Ali. Mm-hmm. These four different factions minimized down to two, which was the Kirkman Bey and the Emil Yale faction. The Emil Yale faction was the one that Prophet Noble Drew Ali appointed. He appointed Emil Yale. This is the brother that you see over here. He appointed Emil Yale to be the head of the Morris Science Temple of America, not even in his transition, but while he was alive, he ran the Morris Science Temple of America while the Prophet Noble Drew Ali toured all the temples. Okay. With that being said, in today's time, it was up into the 80s, the two had dwindled down to one, and it was which would be called the Kirkman Bey faction. And the Kirkman Bey faction was one of the ones that was going against and trying to disqualify Emil Yale. Well, after Emil Yale ultimately passed form, the Kirkman Bey faction began to gain a little steam because now he's out of the way. They begin to gain a little steam. And so up into the 60s and the 70s, they were the only Morris Science Temple of America out in the public, kind of. But they really wasn't out in the public because you would never see Moors in the civil rights movement. You don't see no Fezzes out there. You ain't gonna see no Moors with Malcolm X. You ain't seen none out there. You know, and you ain't seen none of the Moors and none of the uprisings of Memorial when you look back. You don't see Moors there. And so this is just the fact of the matter. The Kirkman Bey faction went underground and nobody heard of the Moors. So bring us up to speed grandson, step grandson, was discovered in the 80s. And by the way, one of my teachers introduced me to him. And after talking to him and sitting in his living room and going through dusty boxes and looking at, I'm like, hold up, ain't nobody got this thing right. Good goodness gracious. I say that all the time. Good goodness gracious. Nobody have it right. And so now today, to answer your question, you have the Taj Tariq. Taj Tariq ain't never been in the Morris Science Temple of America. The one that he claims that he was in was not even an original descendant of the Morris Science Temple of America. In other words, there was a creation of somebody's imagination. I'm going to keep it a buck. That's why Taj Tariq does not sound nothing like the Prophet Noble Drew Ali when you hear him talk. He talked way out there, and you'd be like, man. Like this is a family demonstration. I'm going to teach my child not to travel and license. Are you kidding me? Don't play with me. But anyway, he was never in an official extension of a temple that was related to the teachers of the Prophet Noble Drew Ali. Never, never, never. Okay, so you got the Taj Tariq guy. Now, he's the father of the sovereign citizen, more as they like to call him. These are the brothers that like to talk about the right to travel. America is Morocco. This is my land, Al Morocco. And to a degree, they're right. But the point of the matter, you're going about it all wrong. You know, to a degree, this is your land. We was here before Europeans. You know what I'm saying? And I say to a degree because we've been conquered. Let's be real. Mm-hmm. Let's stop faking. But nevertheless, so you got the Taj Tariq and that faction over there. I mean, it's so many splinters over there. And so, and then you have the Kirkman Bay. They're still here. They're called the Morris Science Temple of America Incorporated. Mm-hmm. And then you have what you would call the Emily Hill faction. And they're splintered all over the place, too. You got one Supreme Grand Sheik here, one Supreme Grand Sheik there, one Supreme Grand Sheik here. And it's all over the place. So this is why I say pay attention to Brother Tahaka Bay. I've seen it all. They got the Resurrection Morris Science Temple of America, the Emil Yale, the Kirkman Bay. It's all confusion, all confusion. So you know what I said? Mm-hmm. We are going to do Orthodox Islamism. Because Prophet Noble Drew Ali say our religion is Islamism. We are going to do Orthodox Islamism. And anybody who's ready to establish and revive the teachings of Prophet Noble Drew Ali, let's rock. Gotcha. And so to date, Brother Tahaka Bay is leading the revival of the Morris Science Temple of America that mirrors the Morris Science Temple of America that the Prophet Noble Drew Ali created. Because I don't see it out there. I don't see no schools. I don't see no temples. I don't see no dedicated people that's standing on the front line to guide our people towards success as it relates to better houses, better cars. We're not supposed to talk about that. But that's what Prophet Noble Drew Ali talked about.
No, we need better quality of life.
Yeah, and so this is what Prophet Noble Drew Ali talked about. So most people that claim to be Moors, I keep it a buck. They're going to be mad at me. I'm going to keep it a buck. The most people that call themselves Moors, they really are Moorish Christians. They have went and start to follow what I call Chrislamism. It's Islamism,
yeah.
But it's the softness of a Christian.
Got you.
They have no fight in them. And this is why our people out here dying. Because we supposed to be. Now, listen, Thuggy Diamond, if I look you in the face and I say, brother, I follow a holy and divine prophet, whether you religious or not, you like, that means something.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you look at the successes of me, and it doesn't match holy and divine, you got to be like, man, I ain't following that mess.
Yeah, because you know what? Because I never subscribed to the poor righteous teacher. The poor part of it always bothered me. I like righteous teacher, but I don't want to be poor. Because poor is your spirit, your finances, your quality of life. So I understood it, but I was like, nah, I can't subscribe to being poor. Like, no, nothing, anything poor is no good for you. So I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, And the Moorish Science Temple of America have, during the time of the Prophet Nobadur Ali, and in a short 3 years, this is what I'm saying, in a short 3 years, some temples had amassed wealth. It was 17 to 22 temples during the time of the Prophet. Mm-hmm. You know, some of them, history is kind of shaped, kind of cloudy, but mm-hmm. it's just 17 to 22 temples. Some temples, the temple that Elijah Muhammad come out, they made a wealth up to almost $250,000 in today's money in 1 year.
You know, you just said something that everybody liked.
I tell the truth, brother. I love them. They got to deal with it.
You know, they say he was never out of the temple.
Man, he was out of temple number four all day, every day. Mm.
Have you documented that before? How could you?
Temple number four under the leadership of James Lomax Bay. We got the documentation. It ain't no secret. Mm. I think they know it by now.
The only person that I ever heard say that was Dr. York. I did read that in one of his books.
It's definitely a fact. And I'm willing to sit down with anybody. See, this is the thing. Internet and YouTube and people with camera phones have turned true discussions into gibberish as well as foolishness. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to sit down and have a true educated discussion on the historical accounts of who's who. Mm-hmm. When you do that, you know what they say? He's trying to cause division. He don't like the minister. No, I like history and I like truth. Let's deal with the truth. Many people, when you bring the truth to people, they think you're trying to stir up something because of the state of internet, because of the state of the Sinetta effect. But that ain't what I'm trying to do. But I'm trying to do is say, let's get to the truth so we can subscribe to it, so we can get up out of this mess. Because if God sent us a prophet, we need to subscribe to the edicts of that prophet to get up out of this mess. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
I watched the debate with you and Eric Muhammad.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, you know, it's funny because people don't know. Like, I'm the type of person that I watch, because even though y'all are two different sides of, you know, the discussion, I'm going to learn from both of y'all. So that's my food for me and stuff like that. How did that go with you? What was the end result of that?
Man, you know, unfortunately, I have brothers in the Nation of Islam that I love dearly, brother. Mm-hmm. You know, me and Wesley, we good friends.
North, my guy. Yeah.
Friends. You know what I mean? I'm in the same fight as them. But the brother Eric Muhammad, he's angry. You know, he's like extremely angry, and he mimics Dr. Khalid Muhammad as his forte to get across to the people, but it really doesn't work. And in that debate with him, I thought he was serious. I thought he was serious because this was happening. Mm-hmm. Somebody, you know, it's just like you in media, and somebody mm-hmm. sent me a post where he said, Prophet Nobadur Ali was not sent by God or inspired by God. The only one was Farad Muhammad mm-hmm. and Elijah Muhammad. And when they send me the video, I'm like, come on, bro. We was just cool yesterday. That's what you really want? Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, let's intelligently debate the matter. He said, okay. We had like 2 weeks. Man, I thought this brother was going to come with some archive, because he's like 60 years old. You know what I'm saying?
He's 60?
Yeah, man, he look good for 60.
Ooh,
he's 60.
Whoa.
He's 60.
He's like 35. I give him that though, bro.
Yeah, salute to the brother. He's like 1 meal a week.
Salute to the nation. They definitely they found the fountain of youth. I ain't even gonna lie. Yeah. Even the brother Melchizedek. He's like, how old is? Look how old he is.
Melchizedek, he ain't got no birth record.
This is what I'm saying. Yeah, he was out here.
That's my bad.
Yeah. But I did see, I think Lord Abel was critical of your debate. What's the situation with him?
Well, this is what it is. Let me finish right there. So first of all, when the brother came, I thought he was going to come with some haymakers. I thought he was just going to come raw. So I was prepared, you know, to just crush it. And it reminds me of back in the day, I used to throw them hands real nice, you know what I mean? I used to be real aggressive, and everybody know me, know I'm telling the truth. And, you know, and I stayed in trouble because of these hands in the hood, but I learned that, man, most people that's talking ain't really built like that. 95% really don't want no trouble, you know what I'm saying? They're just trying to keep you off them. And so that reminded me of back in the day. You know, I thought he was going to bring something raw, but in fact, he didn't want no trouble. He just came with some name calling and all of this foolishness that didn't even relate to the topic. It definitely was a disappointment. You know, it was definitely was a disappointment because I thought he was going to come from an educated perspective. Now, on the crux of that, you may have witnessed Lord Abba. I'm going to tell you the facts, man. I love Lord Abba, man. That's my guy. I think he's one of the sharpest researchers that we have in the Moorish ideal. I think he is, you know what I'm saying, to me. However, I don't think Lord Abba, I just gotta keep it a buck. I don't think he researched this enough to be critical on how to guard his emotions. So when he get emotional, he goes out of pocket and he start having a tantrum. You know what I'm saying? This book here, The Holy Quran of the Moorish Science Temple of America, is predicated upon self-advancement, bringing out the God in you. You know what I mean? This is what this is about. This is what this is about. This is that God symbol. You know what I mean? Before the nation of the gods and earth. But the point of the matter is, if you don't know how to bring out that God in you and control your circumference, then you're going to have a problem. You're going to be emotional. So Lord Abba is real emotional. And what I think really is eating at Lord Abba is that I came out of nowhere. You follow me? I came out of nowhere and knocked everybody out the way and said, listen to me, and everybody listening. So it's an ego thing. You see what I'm saying? But in fact, if we will work together.
I was going to say that.
If we will work together, don't let your ego get involved. I mean, I'm Tahaka Bay. I always been popular in some kind of way. But don't let your ego. But I think his ego is so involved that he got to be the man. But why can't we be the man?
He's sharp. Yeah, because he's sharp.
Yeah, but he got to be the man.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. The Moorish Science Temple of America ain't predicated upon the man. Like I tell people in the temple all the time, Prophet Noble Drew Ali could not build the Moorish Science Temple of America without those believing and working with him. You know what I'm saying? So you can't build nothing working by yourself. You're just an island unto yourself being the man. I'm the man. I'm the smartest one in the world. I got all of these books. Man, I don't like care about your books, man. They got guns, man. I don't like care about that. We need practical solutions.
Let me ask you something. I do see our people as within the last 3 years, I would say. It's been going way back, but in the last 3 years, strongly attacking the Moors like crazy. Like, yo, the last 3 years, I done seen debates. I done seen whole lectures. I done read stuff. How do you deal with that? What's up, everybody? This is Doggy Diamonds. Whether you're working from home or working on your fitness, you want what you're listening to be what you're listening to. Not with your roommates, your homeboy, your homegirl, or your significant others listening to. Everyone needs a great pair of wireless earbuds, but before you drop hundreds of dollars on a pair, you need to check out the wireless earbuds from Raycon. You already know Raycon earbuds start about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market, and they sound just as amazing as any other top audio brands you know. The newest model, the Everyday E25 earbuds, are their best ones yet, with 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, and a more compact design that gives you a nice noise isolating fit. Raycon wireless earbuds are so comfortable, perfect for a conference call or binging podcasts like mine. You know, Doggy Diamonds No Filter, you should be binging that. Use the Raycon. Well, anyway, I like to wear my Raycons when I'm working out for the battery life, and also right before I go to sleep, I put my Raycons in, put some nice music in, and go into a nice deep sleep. Unlike some of your other wireless options, Raycon earbuds are both stylish and discreet, with no dangling wires or stems to distract anyone during video calls. You might hear me talk about the company was co-founded with Ray J and other celebrities like Snoop, Melissa Etheridge, Brandy, J.R. Smith are obsessed with Raycons. Pick up a pair and see what the hype is all about. Now is your time to get the latest and greatest from Raycon. Get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/DD101. That's right. Buyraycon.com/DD101 for 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds. Buyraycon.com/DD101. That's my personal link. So use that and you get 15% off your order.
Well, let me tell you this. One thing that I do know is that the last 3 years that you have seen is people trying to get back. Before those 3 years, they were really going hard. Sinet had the banner to attack the Moors, Every time they would pick up somebody in the Sudan with a fez on like this, they would put somebody with a fez on and say, look, they participated in slavery. And you talking about a Sudanese. You ain't even talking about a Moor. You know what I'm saying? And so in this day and time, I don't really have no problem. I think this day and time, for me, I'm for my people. And I think most people that attack Moors, what they really are attacking is the inactive Moor. I don't get attacked. So I would love you to point them out to me. Debate me. But I think that what they are attacking is the propaganda. In fact, let me tell you this, Doggy Diamonds. Whether we choose to accept it or not, the Moors, as we relay the story and the historicity of the Moor, he comes from northwest and southwestern shores of Africa. And he had migrated even into the Americas before the European even thought about coming out the cave. With that being said, that if that is so, just perhaps it is so, we are all of Moorish bloodline. Whether we accept it or not, we are all of Moorish bloodline. And even when you look at the slave trade, most of the slaves were picked and plucked from those who was exiled from Spain. It's just what it is. And when you look at history, you can discover that. With that being said, now, in today's world, I don't see the blackness and the my nigga this and all that. I see my people. And many people relate to me on that level. I see my people. I disagree with them, of course, but I see my people. Moors of yesterday didn't do that. When somebody say, I'm a black man, like, man, why are you calling yourself black? As if their mother is not saying that she's black. As if their father not saying he's black. Man, you call yourself black. You are out of your status. What are you talking about? Why don't you go tell your own family that first?
Yeah. Facts.
You know what I mean? Why you, and they on the streets doing this. Yeah. If somebody said, black power. Oh, man, you still black. We Moors. Like, and your whole family is about to break down a pork chop. Like, come on, man.
Now you hit the nail on the head, because a lot of times when they say, like, according to science, black means death, according to science, but everything comes from blackness, though. The universe comes from blackness. Yeah.
Brother, let me show you how they manipulated that, brother. If you allow me to.
Yeah, break that down for me, because
this is how they manipulated that, brother.
Because I really have an issue with that. Like,
don't have an issue.
And I'm gonna be real with you. That is one of my major turnoff from Moore.
Don't have an issue with it. In the teachings of the Prophet Noble Drew Ali, this is called a catechism. This is called the questionnaire of the Mormon Science Temple of America. Okay. Now listen to the science, brother. See, you're a thinker. I'll be looking at your posts. You're a thinker. Now, what this does is it gets the wheels turning of the brain that has been stuck. The gears have been stuck. So Prophet Noble Drew Ali asks a question. Now, every question leads into another question, but the question and the answer is something that you should ponder upon. And so when you look at the question is not black according to science means death. Listen to what it says. The question says, what is meant by the word black? That's a whole different question. Then what does black mean? What is meant? First of all, a critical thinker would say, who's saying it and what do they mean by it? So the question is, what is meant by the word black? Black, according to science, means death. Now, let's connect the dots. This is from the Moorish literature, from an article from Prophet Noble Drew Ali, what shall we call him? And he said, it appears a good idea for those whose duty is to write the various journals to find out what the national name of the forefathers of these people were. Talking about us. Also, look into history. Hold on 1 second. The matter of the various names given to these 22 million people with all colors of every race of the globe was an act of European psychology. What is meant by the word black? He said these names was an act of European psychology. They gave him a name, then defined it as something inferior to theirs. Hmm. In other words, Europeans gave us a name and they defined it as something as inferior to theirs. So when the prophets say what is meant by the term black, we're talking about how Europeans define black.
Got you.
They gave him a name and they defined it as inferior to theirs. White, they defined as a color of purity. Black, they say, and this is in quotations, they say represents evil. So what it is getting you to see that when a European uses the term and qualifies you as a human being as being and calling you black, they are defining you in their mind as something evil. He said they defined it. He didn't say he defined it.
Got you.
You understand what I'm saying?
Where could they read that at? Like right now, if somebody wanted to see that with their own two eyes, where could they see that at?
This is in the Moorish literature. Mm-hmm. If you can email me, I'll send everybody a digital copy of it.
Gotcha.
You know, I'll send everybody a digital copy of it. But you know, the thing is, Brother Doggy Diamonds, Prophet Nobadu Ali is trying to wake up a sleeping people. And he said, if I can get you to think, you can save yourself. So these questions and answers is something that people need to ponder upon. Like, for example, when you look at one of the questions and answer is, It says, what is the modern name? It says, who are the mother and father? Who are Adam and Eve? They are the mother and father of the human family, Asiatics and Muslims. Hold that answer.
Mm-hmm.
Adam and Eve is the mother and fathers of the human family, Asiatics and Muslims. All right. What's the modern name? And the word is those angels, Asiatics. Let's connect the dots.
Mm-hmm.
We relate to Adam and Eve. So Prophet Nobadu Ali saying they are the mother and fathers of the human family, Asiatics and Muslims. But guess what the modern name for angel is? Asiatic. He's telling our people that you are angels. But these things have to be worked through, got to be studied through. And then you can connect the dots to the Holy Quran of Mecca. The Holy Quran of the Mormon Science Temple of America, even the Bible with these questions and answers. If you understand that Prophet Nobadu Ali, actually, when you look at the term Father Allah, mm-hmm. Prophet Nobadu Ali was the first to use that term.
Mm.
Nobody never used that term before Prophet Nobadu Ali. Father Allah, I don't have my wallet on me right now, but Father Allah, he talks about that on the nationality card. And Prophet Nobadu Ali talks about we being God. He said that before anybody. You see what I'm saying?
So the question and answer things that you have, does that predate the Lost Found Muslim lessons?
Yes, it does.
Wow.
Brother, that is a... Brother, those are a byproduct and an adaptation of how Prophet Nobadu Ali put the movement together.
Wow.
And this is what I teach. I teach Orthodox Islamism. I go back to the root. Prophet Nobadu Ali says that we, in fact, can overcome and become flesh and blood of Allah. What is that but God body? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But these sheiks, these adepts, they kept that stuff from the public. You know what I'm saying? And so me, I'm bold enough to bring it back because, in fact, once we understand who we are, and our energy is on high, and we move in the same rhythm, man, this European can't pull no move on us like he's pulling on us every month.
Mm-hmm. Every day, every hour, every week.
Every hour. There's no way he could do that. There's no way of a lad can eat off Lil Boosie. if he raises out, if he raises thought. There's no way.
Yeah. What does the seven mean to y'all?
Oh man, this is the number of perfect man. This is the number of perfect man. You know, when you look at the days of creation, no matter what religious doctrine you look in, everything was complete on a seven. So seven represents the day of perfection, or the day seven. After seven, it starts all over again. Like when you look at how many days in a year, for example, we look at 365, but in fact, it's the same 7 days repeated over and over and over.
Yeah.
That's right. So it's the number of perfection, brother.
So the attacks was there. I seen documentaries. I seen all types of stuff. I seen my biggest gripe that I ain't going to front, but before you broke that down to me, was the black according to science means death. Don't call yourself black. Do you feel like we have high, even though they made that, we have taken the word and made it a term of endearment and made it something powerful, just like the N-word. It wasn't used for something great, and we turned it into, and then they said we can't use it no more. Remember, because we didn't never ban the N-word. They say we can't use it. You know what I'm saying? When we turned it into something great. Do you think that's the same thing that happened with the word black?
No. Let me tell you this, brother. Let's deal with facts. When you're talking about creating something for an express purpose, that express purpose remained the same regardless of what you call it.
You understand? Agree. Mm-hmm.
So when you look at the term nigger or negro, and black for that cause to relate to as a person, it was never a term of endearment to begin with. Let's deal with the term Negro. Negro means black, but we don't want to be called Negro. That's hypocrisy. You can't have both. Black comes out of the word Negro.
Yeah.
Spanish, you know what I'm saying?
Spanish, yeah. You say Spanish. And
even in Spanish, that's you Moreno or Morena. Yeah, even correct. You see what I'm saying? So because of that alone, that should show people that, hold up, there is something maybe need to be looked into about calling myself that. Now, secondly, I'm talking about, and let me tell you what I mean by calling yourself that in a second. And then when you look at the term nigger, nigger is just a variation of Negro, but we don't want to be called Negro. That really doesn't make a lot of sense. You know what I mean? It doesn't make a lot of sense. And then you're going to try to make one that you don't want to be called, but the extension of that, you're going to make it appropriate. That doesn't make sense. That's not logical thinking. At best, if that's the result of our best thinking, we're doing bad. Now, with that being said, when you look at the term black, I don't see nothing wrong with the term black, but it is something wrong with it in describing yourself as something that's an adjective. We are nouns, people, places, and things. We are nouns. We are noun. A black adjective describes a noun. My shirt is black. This ain't black. You ain't black. That's number one. Do we want to deal with truth, or do we just want to play with it a little bit?
Because you know that strikes an emotion in people. When you say, you ain't black, you know they're going to take this right here. You ain't black. They gonna...
Yeah, but it's okay. It's okay. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, yeah. But now check this out. Around the globe, when people describe themselves, they describe themselves in connecting themselves to an heritage that's connected to a land or a tribe, whether they have land or not. You see what I'm saying?
I agree.
And so when somebody from France come to America, we may call them white. They may even also refer to themselves as white at times. But guess what? At the end of the day, they're French.
Yeah, they'll say they're French.
At the end of the day, the DJ guy, he's Russian, I think.
Yeah, Russian.
He's Russian.
Mm-hmm.
He has an identity. He has a history that comes with that identity. And he has something to raise his children off that greatness that comes with that history and that identification. When you look at black, there is no specific history, nor is there any specific as it relates to what it is. Black could mean anything. It means something in the Congo. It means something in West Africa. It means something in Jamaica. It means something in America. It means a whole host of things. So how do you raise a child with that type of information? So we begin to grab stuff. I'm indigenous. That's the new thing now. I'm indigenous. You know what I'm saying? I'm indigenous. I'm Kemetic. I teach Kemetic science because we're so lost that we're searching for an identity. By default, people are trying to run from this black identity and connect it with the newfound information. And this is why people say, I study Kemetic science, but I'm a black man. Well, the people in Kemet, they say, well, Kemet means the land of the black. They call themselves Kemetians. They didn't call themselves black. I don't care what it means. What did they call themselves? They called themselves according to the land, Kemetians. That's just what it is. You can't get away from it. And now Kemetian translate, not translate, but now we see Egyptians. It relates to the land. People are identified by the land in which they inhabit, or their forefathers inhabited. That's it.
So, dealing with today, because this ain't gonna be the first time you on here, because I like, you know, I love the bill. But I'm dealing with today right now, 2020, what we're dealing with. If you were stopped by the police, because I'm hearing different things, Moore's got different rights. I seen one dude say, I put a lien on the court and I locked the court. I was like, get the, you know what I'm saying? I wanted, if you were stopped by the police, do you have special rights as a Moore's American?
Man, listen, let me tell you something. If I get stopped up by the police, man, I might have my license and registration and drop it on the ground and just do like this. Mm-hmm. I ain't got time to play with these people, man.
Word fact.
I ain't got time to play with these people, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me tell you something. The Moors ain't got no special rights than nobody else. When they see a Moor and they see someone who calls themselves black and refers themselves to as black, they see an enemy. And they have been trained to shoot and kill or neutralize the enemy. Let's be real, man. We got to stop living in fantasy world.
Thank you.
These boys are nuts. Nuts, man. Look, the police department, whether you have Asiatic so-called black police or so-called white police, it doesn't matter. They have been trained to kill and neutralize, to apprehend the enemy. Every commercial, every rap video, every little post has depicted us as the enemy. They don't care about no fans. They don't care about no LB. You are the enemy and they will neutralize you at all costs. And so in order to counter that neutralization, we must get with an organization with a plan to see it head on. That's it. No organization, we will be neutralized.
So all of this, you don't have jurisdiction over me and all that stuff. I've heard that before. Is that real?
Brother, let me tell you something. When somebody says that, like I do, I look at Moorish science in real time and reality. If you went to China today or tomorrow, and because Big Bad America is who it is, or any country, go to a third world country and think you're going to break some law. And you say, I'm from America, you don't have jurisdiction over me. You know what's going to happen to you?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's a rat.
Yeah.
So if you have Europeans here, which you want to call your land, and I'm talking about the people that like to use this rhetoric. Mm-hmm. You have them here that you call your land. These are the same people that can shoot from a drone and kill Uday and Kuse. These are the same people.
Facts.
While they're eating breakfast, taking a poop.
Yeah.
These are the same people. And you're going to look up to the face and say, I got my paperwork. You ain't got no jurisdiction. Man, this is the most goofiest stuff I've heard. I think they're agents.
Yeah.
You know, trying to get people killed. Man, come on, think about it, man. You know Obama sent more drones to kill people than the war actually killed people on the ground. The drones killed more people.
R2-D2, yeah.
Like Uday and Kuse was eating breakfast.
Yeah.
Boom. But you got a piece of paper that you filed with that court.
Wow. Yeah.
Come on, man. That's not
more. So status correction and all that, is that real?
Well, this is it. If it appeases you, and you think that changing something on a piece of paper empowers you, then power to you. But in fact, true power lies in the united effort. Hmm. You change how much paperwork you want. Let me tell you something. Let's get down to the nitty gritty, Brother Dougie Thomas. They created the paper from their paper mill. You went and bought their ink from their dollar store. And I'm talking real on basic level.
Facts.
You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to their administration, whether it be the motor vehicle, whether it be the vital statistics, and you go up there and says, I'm not black. I'm Moorish. Here, take it. That empowers you? You are insane. What truly empowers you is organizing around a collective effort like the Amish people do. Mm. The Amish people, people laugh at the Amish, but let me tell you something. 30 of them can build a barn in a day.
Mm.
They're not getting their buggies kicked in.
Facts, yeah.
If they will come and violate them Amish women on one of them Amish farms, them Amish men will show you how much artillery they got. You can best believe that. You see what I'm saying? So if you want to correct your status, then you need to upgrade your status and organize with somebody with a plan to move together and build and live together. People that think alike should live together.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think like somebody. See, this is how our communities are torn down. We all think differently.
Mm-hmm.
Black power here, Moor here, Nation of Islam there. The Nation of Islam should live in a community together and organize together, have a defense together. The Moorish Americans should live in a community together. That don't mean we can't trade with one another. Don't the Italians trade with the Polish? Mm-hmm. Don't the Polish trade with the Greeks? Don't the Greeks trade with the Spanish? You see? So if all these, we don't need to fight amongst each other. I disagree with you wholeheartedly. Mm-hmm. I believe most groups hijack the teachers of Prophet Noble Dry Lee. Nevertheless, I'm going to still work with you because you're my brother, because the same boot is on your neck as it is on mine.
Literally.
You should live together. If mm-hmm. gangsters want to be gangsters, live together, gangsters.
Mm-hmm.
And fortify yourself. This is the Moorish American doctrine that we must live together in order to survive. Don't live together as tribes, as nations, then we die. And that's why we're dying, because we have no organization amongst our people. Everybody backs into their corners when it's time to just rally or protest. But then they go home. Most people leave protest, one go across this town. And I'm talking about the people that genuinely have concern from amongst the population of our people. Mm-hmm. One for this area, one go over this area, one go over this area. And if they wanted to pluck y'all off at one at a time, they could, because y'all don't even live together to have a defense once you walk away from a protest. That's insanity, Moore. That's crazy that we don't know how to unify on the same cause. Only time we unify is to pick up a sign. No justice, no peace. Come on, man. I'm not into that.
So, you went out on the front lines of Baltimore. You seen the looting. You seen the rioting. You seen the looting.
It's sad. What I seen, man, is a lot of European provocateurs, so-called white people provocateurs out there. You know, and on my thing, I was saying, man, the European is cussing out the police more than us.
Yeah, talking about justice for George Floyd.
Yeah, like, what are you doing? Like,
yeah,
and I do a couple interviews, and I know without a doubt of contradiction, a couple interviews I did, they was police forever. Like, so we in Baltimore. It's a city maybe 2-3 hours away called Cumberland. Man, it's a little bedrock type city of the Flintstones. Man, these Europeans about races is 13 cornfields, man. Mm. And this European come there and he just walk up to me just comfortably, man.
Yeah.
Putting his camera up to me. I'm like, here we go. I know he the police.
Yeah.
Police. You know what I mean? And he acting like he want to get an interview. But let me tell you something about these phones, family. If y'all out in the public, I need you to be aware. When somebody put a camera on you, they actually doing face recognition. They seeing who you are. Man, these Europeans are real tactful. And we don't even have a tactic to answer the tactfulness of this European.
Mm.
But we're screaming black power. We're screaming status. Like, I'm organizing my group. That's what I'm doing.
That's where it starts. Yeah, you got to build your own, and then hopefully people jump in with you, or even if they don't, but at least you got your own. That's what I tell a lot of people, too. People say, what do you want to do with? Listen, start in your crib. Start with your family. Make sure your children, your spouse, your mother, because like you said earlier, people be screaming all this stuff, but your own mother be like, man, go get a job. Get out of here. You full of it. Bernard, they going to call you by your real name, whatever name you want. They don't even respect your attribute. They're like, man, get out of here, Bernard. You've been to jail. So all right, one last question about the Moore thing. I see some Moors say, you know, you don't have jurisdiction. So are there Moors in jail?
Man, let me tell you something. Most of these brothers that use this status correction demonstration is using it to try to avoid jail and end up going anyway. Ask Young Pharaoh.
Damn.
Ask Young Pharaoh. Mm. He tried to use that status correction stuff. It ain't help him. Mm. Palak beat him out a couple $1,000s or whatever it was. And so there's many Moors in jail.
Yeah, because Polite been arrested too. We even talking about status correction. He's been.
And I get many calls from brother from prison that think that if they correct their status, it's a get out of jail free card. Newsflash. That's not true. Mm. The only way you're going to get out of jail for a crime, whether you committed it or not, you're going to have to use the laws that's on the books to get you out. Mm. There is no back door with this European. It's just not. He's not going to look at no paper and say, oh, that's a Moor, let him go. Mm-hmm. If that was the case, everybody would be a Moor.
Facts, yeah.
That doesn't even make sense. Nah, man, there's plenty Moors in jail and plenty more going soon. And this is the thing, though. This is the thing. Many people will go to court. And because it's such a petty charge, right? Mm-hmm. Like they will get a charge for disturbing the peace or resisting arrest, right? Mm-hmm. And they go to court and say, I'm a Moor and here's my status. And the judge, he not going to fill up a cell with somebody with a minor infraction. Mm. So because they showed some paperwork and they walked out the courtroom, they say, look, my status worked. No. You are a petty crook. They don't fill prisons up with petty crooks.
Yeah.
Follow me? It's a waste of prison space and bunk beds. So they let you go. And then you come on the internet. I showed them this and they let me go. No, you was resisting arrest.
Yeah.
Without a license. That's why they let you go.
Got you. So this is Taharka Bay. We going to get up out of here. But like I said, this is an open invitation. I definitely like having dialogue with you. I watch you, you know what I'm saying? I definitely watch your channel when you have your fez on and you have your tie on and everything. I definitely watch you. I watch a lot of people, so it's not that I pick one. And anytime I see a black man trying to do something in any way I could help what you're doing, you know, I'd be like, yo, let's collab. Let's do some stuff together. So, and you know your hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? And I don't want them to think...
I got something I'm about to drop in a minute.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I don't know if you heard that one. Don't make me take this fez off.
Yeah, I did hear it. Yeah.
But I got like a bunch of stuff coming. But can I add this real quick,
go ahead,
brother?
Go ahead.
In our community, right, you know, not only in the streets are Europeans playing this game, but even in the corporate boardroom, I'm studying this story now of how Fila took a brother tennis shoe design. Mm-hmm. And they took this tennis shoe design. Now, we used to rock Fila. I don't know about y'all in New York.
Yeah, definitely. That was a drug dealer suit.
Yeah, exactly. We spent millions of dollars to Fila. And so I'm following this story. It's a developing story where this brother developed this Fila. I forget the name of the shoe for Fila. And man, they took the brother to the cleaners, didn't pay him a dime. You know what I mean? And it's a developing story. So keep your eye on that, brother, because even in the corporate boardroom, they be trying to take us for chumps.
Trying.
They take all the way around, you know, in the record boardroom.
Hip-hop, movies.
And this brother.
YouTube.
I mean, they made almost, I think it was almost 60-some billion off this shoe.
Yeah.
And the brother ain't received hardly any compensation. Now, I'm following this story. I'm going to break this story when it comes to full fruition. I don't want to break it too fast, but I'm telling you, it's just sad that up on even on a corporate level, Hollywood, hip-hop, and on the level of the ghetto, we are being punked.
Yep. So this is, give them your social media.
Man, Tahaka Bouquet Bay on Facebook, but Tahaka Bay on everything else. Google Tahaka Bay, it's going to come up. I mean, there's only one Tahaka Bay.
Yeah.
Your name
is on the screen, so they definitely could see it. So, yo, man, I want to thank you for joining me today. Like I said, they definitely going to see you again on this channel. I'm going to make sure I put the link to your channel below my channel so they could go over and see some more. Tahaka, I will holler at you later on.
Peace out, brother. Peace. I salute you.
So I was supposed to say Islam too, right?
Islam.
No, yeah.
I ain't one of them type of brothers. Peace, Islam.
Nah, whatever your greeting is. I mean, when people go to Italians, they say ciao and all that. I mean, when they see French, they say ciao, right? So if I could see a black man, I could greet him with his greeting. If you want to greet these, you know what I'm saying?
When you show me love, that's the greatest greeting you could ever give me.
That's what it is. Yo, I can't. Yo, so I'll holler at you later on. Peace. We out of here.
Salute.
All right, I gotta get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word, talk about it. Argue with me, I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds, I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace.